It didn't take long before a fleet of vessels gathered around the downed plane, commuter ferries taking passengers to and from New Jersey, police boats, and a Coast Guard cutter. Even after all the passengers were rescued, the boats continued to encircle the plane as it floated downstream with the current at about 3 miles an hour. Most of the time, only the tail and a bit of the wing was visible above the water. Finally, as the jet reached Battery Park City, about 70 blocks south of where it first entered the Hudson, it was dragged to the New York side. As the wind chill dropped to the single digits, a fire department scuba diver, dressed like an old-fashioned harpooner, tied the plane to the sea wall. Federal investigators took control of the site last night. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.